Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today again is Jerry Freewald, the director of the Office for Social Concerns. Welcome again, Jerry.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we rejoice in the gift of life and the gift of creation. We ask, O Lord, that you help us to be good stewards of these gifts. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm seeing more and more in the pro-life movement this sort of greater understanding of human life. Not only we talked about kind of accompanying women, not just pregnant, but throughout life. Yes. But, you know, another important thing which Pope Francis, Pope Benedict, and Pope John Paul II, St. John Paul II, have really urged us, especially in the Western world, to consider is the dignity of life in regards to capital punishment. And I thought maybe you could share some concerns and maybe updates here in the state of Ohio with that.
Sure. You know, with the death penalty, we've seen a lot of teaching about the death penalty with those three popes that you just mentioned. And, you know, part of the other part about it is prison ministry as well. I coordinate, you know, prison ministry in the diocese as well. And, you know, Pope John Paul II really, in Evangelium Vitae, really brought this out and in his subsequent talks to teachings about connecting this issue with respect for human life. Even though that an unjust aggressor didn't respect the life of somebody else, you know, we are still as Christians called to respect their human life because their dignity has still not been lost. Over the years, we've seen you know, Pope Benedict and now Pope Francis talk about the death penalty. And I think that because of the profound witness of, I think, Pope John Paul II, to be honest with you, more people are going back and reading these documents like Evangelium Vitae and really thinking and embracing this idea that respect for life is really a broad principle that needs to be applied. And I think that we have also seen things where we've heard about the death penalty, whether there has been unequal representation or race or all kinds of different issues that made people have people thinking about the death penalty in maybe a different way. And so we've been, you know, the Catholic bishops of Ohio have had several statements on the use of the death penalty. But their central message is this, you know, again, it's based on the principle of the dignity of the human person. The death penalty is about punishment, but, you know, punishment in itself is really has two parts. It's really about addressing the disorder that happened, but it's also about the rehabilitation of the other person in the Christian sense. They used to call prisons penitentiaries, to be penitent before God. And so The church is saying that even those who have done great sin are still worthy of our care and love, that we are called to be missionary disciples to them so that they may have a conversion, a change of heart. And that's our whole prison ministry when you think about it. And I think when it's interesting, we have so many volunteers in prison ministry that go in day out. They're on death row. They're with people who have done great, incredible crimes. They realize that these are people, and many of them come from broken families and backgrounds, or they made horrible decisions, drugs, alcohol, whatever. But they find that some of the people who they encounter have found God, and some of the people who they've encountered in the prisons are better Catholics than us, you know, which is interesting. So in the death penalty, we're starting to see that in Ohio, the latest is that we haven't had an execution for a few years now. And that's because of the drug protocol that really manufacturers of the drugs that have been used for capital punishment in the state of Ohio have really taken a stand that we really want these drugs to help, you know, further life, not end someone's life. And so it's been very difficult to even get those drugs. But also, the other message is that, again, you know, if someone can be protected against, if society can be protected from an unjust aggressor, is it necessary that we execute the offender? And if you go see the prisons, I've been in many of the prisons in our diocese. There's a lot of security. They take their jobs very seriously. And so the question is, do we need to execute somebody? And the church is saying, no, we should not. We should extend our love and care and concern.
You know, I think what really strikes me, which is, you know, probably something I've considered, but in just the way that you've explained it, is it strikes me even more is, you know, if our concern is the salvation of souls, which mm-hmm. really should motivate
it
missionary
motivate.
Disciples,
mm-hmm.
then we want these people to have as much of a time to convert
yes.
as they possibly can.
Yes.
Because they might, as we've heard through the lives of many saints, is that the incarcerated, those in prison, mm-hmm. can encounter Christ, and
yes.
especially, you know, if there's pastoral care
yeah.
that we're providing.
Well, I think of St. Paul.
Yeah.
He was involved in, I'm not sure all what he did, but he was involved in the execution and persecution of Christians in a way, you
mm-hmm.
know, whether he was complicit or whatever. But he had a change of heart. And I know that some people, you know, we have to reach out to victims' families too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have to do that because they're broken and heartbroken. And as church, I've seen the church, you know, approach somebody. And if the church has not, shame on us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that part has to happen. But you're right. If our job is the salvation of the souls and we're going to the peripheries, if we're called to be sent and go out to the prisons are the peripheries. It is so hard even to get in there sometimes. And so that is being a missionary disciple and to reach out into them and to have them have a change of heart.
Excellent. Thank you. If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today again is Jerry Freewalt, the director for the Office for Social Concerns for the Diocese of Columbus. Jerry, one of the kind of the areas under your responsibility is rural life,
yes.
And you come from a rural, mm-hmm. A rural area in Van Wert County. And of course, you know, there's a lot of farmers and rural life here in the Diocese of Columbus.
Yes.
And maybe you could talk a little bit about what you do with the sort of the promotion of rural life.
Yes. Well, you know, we're sitting in the city of Columbus right now, Father, but, you know, we have 23 counties, and we're a very rural diocese when you think about it, and we have a lot of diversity of rural. And we have the hills of Appalachia. We have farming fields all over the place. So it's a mixture of rural. And I'll tell you, the values that come from rural living are incredible. You know, I got Catholic values. When I grew up, to heat our house, I had to cut wood to heat our house. We had a wood-burning stove. We had chickens on our property. You know, we had to get the eggs, you know, things like that. And you learned about work and the value of a family having to work together and pray together in this rural life. And so I think, you know, there's a beauty in rural life that the values that come from that, the hard work and the family and all that. But we also know that rural life, there's some struggle in rural life. And I talked to pastors, you know, with the economy struggling, when factories were leaving in small towns in our state, you know, entire families were distraught because the economy was suffering, or their children are moving to the big cities and they're not coming back to the rural areas. And so we have to have some special attention to our rural parishes as well, and sustain them, because they are seeds of the gospel, promoting the gospel. And so it's very important that we pay attention to our rural communities.
And, you know, one of the issues which Pope Francis has brought up, which I think is connected to rural life, is sort of being a steward of ecology
yes.
and being a steward of creation.
Yes.
And, you know, I think Laudato Si, people are, you know, we're familiar with that document from Pope Francis. But really the importance of being a good steward of creation mm-hmm. as disciples of the Lord.
Yeah. You know, God's in charge, but also God put us in charge of things, and we're participating with God. And if you talk to a farmer, they know that because anything can happen, and you know, with their crops or anything. So they pray a lot, but they also have to work hard. And so, you know, with our care of the gifts that we have, we are called to be stewards, because what we have been given, we're going to pass on to our children and our great-grandchildren. So we're going to be judged by how we took care of what God has given us today, and that includes the environment. And I see this issue is gaining a lot of attention now, and as you said, Pope Francis has written about this issue and keeps talking about it. I'm seeing that the youth care deeply about care for the environment, care for creation, mm-hmm. and I see some of our youth connecting their faith to it, because they, in fact, I've been asked to speak at a religion and ecology class at Ohio State, a guest lecture a couple times, and even Bishop Campbell did that. And it's interesting to see that there are young people out there connecting their faith to the environmental issue. And I think it's important for the church that we are at that issue, because there are also some other elements of groups that may not agree with our Catholic teaching who are at the table. And so I think it's important that our Catholic Church is at the table, that we talk about the connection of integral ecology, human life, and natural ecology, and the connectivities between the both.
Yeah. And, you know, I think the one thing I would add, too, is from my own experience, the importance of the environment of nature in encountering Christ.
Yeah. That, yes.
You know, in the beauty of creation, you know, and being, especially being attentive to those small things in creation and the wonder and awe of God's hand at work in creation, I think is another great way that we encounter the Lord.
Well,
thank you so much, Jerry, for joining us. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me has been Jerry Freewald. Until next time, peace and all good.